Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As the world observed a significant day dedicated to harnessing the power of the wind, India stood out with its ambitious targets in the renewable energy sector, a crucial step towards reducing its carbon footprint and meeting its climate commitments. What makes this significant is that on this day, India highlighted its wind energy ambitions, aiming to reach 100 GW of installed wind capacity by 2030. This is particularly noteworthy because India's current installed capacity has already crossed 56 gigawatts, making it the fourth largest in the world. The day, observed annually, is organized globally by Wind Europe and the Global Wind Energy Council, or GWEC, which is the Global Wind Energy Council. First, let's look at the institutions involved in India's wind power sector. These include the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, the Central Electricity Authority, the Solar Energy Corporation of India, IREDA, the National Institute of Wind Energy, or NIFE, and Grid India. These bodies play a crucial role in shaping and implementing India's wind energy policies and targets. Now, let us turn to where wind fits into India's energy transition. The analysis shows that wind, alongside solar, is central to India's goal of achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. Reach ING 100 GW of wind is essential to meeting this target. But why does this matter? It matters because this target is a pillar of India's non-fossil ambitions, and achieving it will significantly contribute to India's energy transition and its commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The challenges in expanding wind power in India are multifaceted. They include land acquisition hurdles, the challenge of integrating variable renewable power into the grid, the nascency of offshore wind, and the need to repower aging turbines with more efficient machines. So what exactly changed? The approach now is to accelerate deployment through offshore wind auctions, hybrid parks, storage, and grid upgrades, moving from ambition to acceleration, so that the 100 gigawatts target is met and integrated reliably. The next phase of wind power development in India lies in offshore wind, with potential off the coasts of Tamil Nadu and Gujarat, hybrid solar wind parks that smooth output, and energy storage to firm up variable generation. Crucially, these innovations and strategies will be key to overcoming the current challenges and achieving the set targets. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Global Wind Day is observed on 15th June and is organized globally by Wind Europe and the Global Wind Energy Council, or GWEC. India marked the day by spotlighting its wind energy targets. India's installed wind capacity, as of March 2026, is 56.09 gigawatts, which is the fourth largest globally, and a record 6.05 gigawatts was added in 2025-26. The targets are ambitious, with 100 gigawatts aimed by 2030 and 155 gigawatts by 2035, and 28 gigawatts is currently under implementation. The nodal bodies for wind energy in India are the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, and the National Institute of Wind Energy, or NIFE. Remember this number, 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, as announced under the Panchamrit Initiative at COP26, with a commitment to net zero by 2070. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers environment and economy, including renewable energy, the energy transition, climate commitments, and the power sector. For prelims, note the date of Global Wind Day, India's wind capacity and global rank, the 100 gigawatts target, the organizers Wind Europe and GWEC, and NIFE. For mains, the challenges of scaling and integrating variable renewable energy will be a key point of discussion. With the importance of wind energy in India's renewable energy mix and its significance in achieving climate goals, it's clear that the country's path to 100 gigawatts of installed wind capacity by 2030 is not just an ambitious target but a necessary step towards a sustainable energy future. This aligns with India's broader commitment to reducing its carbon footprint and becoming a leader in renewable energy, which has significant implications for both the environment and the economy.